This morning we are continuing our promises preaching series, looking at some of the I will statements that Jesus makes in the Gospels. And today we're going to hear from Jesus these words, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Let's be honest, who among us doesn't want rest, right? We have a lot going on in our lives. Our day planners are jam-packed with people to see and places to go and things to do and things to get done. Back in the 1960s, Time magazine noted that expert testimony was given to a Senate subcommittee on time management. They predicted that advances in technology are going to radically change how many hours a week people worked. They forecasted that the average American would be working 22 hours a week within 20 years. The great challenge, experts said, would be figuring out what to do with all of our excess time. Well, we're 50 years later now, and despite the major advances in technology, many of us are wondering, where's the excess time at? Because we seem to be working more now than ever before and struggling to find that excess time. Life isn't always what we thought it would be. It's hard. It can drain us. It depletes our energy. For many of us, it's go, go, go from the moment we get up in the morning till the moment we lay our head on the pillow at night. Most of us could use a good long nap, right? Forget about everything that's going on for a little while and what's going on in the world and just slow down long enough to catch our breath. All of us need and desire rest. And in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, Jesus promises exactly that. He said, I will give you rest. So let's look at our text today from Matthew chapter 11 for a message entitled, I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, hear now the word of God. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Rest for the weary, relief for the burdened, rest for the soul. Sounds nice, doesn't it? Where do I sign up? What do I need to do to get that? What exactly is Jesus promising here when he says, I will give you rest? What does he mean by that? Well, you'll notice that there are several commands that Jesus makes, several promises, if you will, in regard to that primary promise of I will give you rest. And the first command is our first point today, and it comes from the beginning of verse 28. The command is quite simple. Jesus says, come to me. That's the command, come to me. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, all who have been beaten and battered by life, come to me and you will find what you need, what you are looking for. The initial response to this command comes when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord for the very first time. That's our first action, that's our first coming to Jesus, when we accept him as Savior and Lord. Psalm 62:1 says, my soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. It's for those who are wearied and tired of searching for meaning and purpose among the many things this world offers. They have tasted the world. They've experienced what the world has to offer, and they found that it doesn't satisfy them. And so Jesus is saying to them, come, come to me, and I will satisfy your soul. And when they do, they find rest. They find peace that no one else or nothing else can grant. Things begin to make sense, and that's why I'm sure that's why we were created. We were created to be in relationship with our Lord and our God. Uncertainty and fear, when we struggle with those things, they leave us. They flee from us when we find rest, when we come to Jesus and respond to him, saying, here I am, Lord, accept me, take me as I am. So many of us fight weariness or are caught up in the excitement of everything that's happening around them. They won't even admit they need rest. They won't admit their lives are empty. They won't admit that they're a call to their life that is unanswered. And so people can go from one thing to another thing to another thing in this world, trying to find peace, trying to find satisfaction. And Jesus is saying to them, hey, you need to come to me. Come to me, because I am the source of peace. I am the one who will give you rest. I am the one who will take your burdens from you. The command to come is also a standing offer to find rest even after the initial salvation experience. Because not only are we to come when we are weary, but Jesus says we're to come when we are burdened as well. When we are burdened as well. You ever found yourself burdened with something? Maybe it's something going on in your life or an issue, a relationship, something that's not quite right, and you're just burdened by it. The invitation's for that as well, to come to Jesus, to cast your cares upon the Lord, Psalm 55, 22 says. Cast your cares upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He'll never let the righteous fall. 1 Peter 5, 7, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. What a promise. But we have to make the choice. We have to decide to come to Jesus. Suppose you received an invitation to come to the White House and meet the president. All you are given is the day and the time to come. You think about the invitation. You perhaps consider what you're going to wear for that visit, what you might say to the president. But as the day and the time draws closer, you realize that you have a conflict in your schedule. And it's kind of pretty full, and you're not sure how you're going to even get there. And finally, the day comes, and you don't even go. How life-changing do you think that would be for you if you didn't go? You've been invited to the White House to visit with the president, and you don't go. Is that going to be life-changing for you? Probably not. But if you do go and meet the president, think how that might impact your life. It's easy to let the cares and the worries of the world keep us from coming to Jesus so that we miss out on what He has to offer to us. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, Jesus says. He will take what we give Him and He will bear it with us, strengthening us and allowing us to get our legs back under us as we stand. The word weary that is used here means physically and mentally tired and fatigued. I don't know about you, but I think I qualify for that this morning. Maybe you do as well. And it can be that the believer is carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders, or that the unbeliever is trying to earn his favor with God. Either one is weary, and Jesus says, come. The word burdened here means great worry or stress, being carried and weighed down, oppressed and overloaded. We are so concerned about getting it right that we're often weighed down by the burdens of life. We're so unconcerned about getting it right that our sins weigh us down and overload us. Burdened people are looking for relief. And the good news is that Jesus promises us just that. The next command that Jesus gives here is quite interesting. That is, He invites us to take His yoke. The first command begins with that call to come to Christ. The second is that call to surrender, to take the yoke upon us. In old war movies, when one side sees the hopelessness of their situation, what do? They wave the white flag and they surrender. They give up. We all try to do things in our own strength from time to time, but there are those, perhaps even in this room, who have never fully surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, give up. Wave the white flag. Take my yoke upon you. Not just come to me, but fully surrender to me. A yoke is a carved piece of wood that was fitted to the neck and shoulders of a particular animal that was to wear it to prevent it from chafing. It was part of the harness and used as a means of controlling and guiding the animal. Whether it was oxen or donkeys or mules or whatever. It's always the case that when a pair of animals are yoked together, what happens? The workload is reduced. Each animal exerts less energy because they are working in partnership with the other. God is offering to be yoked with us, to be bound together, to help us in the work that He has for us. And when we obey, when we take that yoke upon us, we will find the rest that He promises us. And He tells us that His yoke is easy. His yoke is easy. It doesn't choke us. It's not burdensome in any way. It doesn't drag us down. It's well-fitting. It's custom-made for us. In Jesus' day, a relationship with God was anything but a light burden. Think about the people in Jesus' day. They had to follow all the Old Testament laws. They had tried to live according to the Old Testament law, and it became burdensome. And then what did the priests and the religious leaders do? They added even more burden on the people. Luke chapter 11, verse 46, Jesus said, "And you, experts in the law, woe to you because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them." But Jesus says, "I came to lift those burdens from you. I came to help fulfill the law. I want you to take my yoke upon you so that we can do this together." That we can do this together. Over the last 6 months, I have moved a lot of stuff. Too much stuff, if I can confess. And much of it I could carry myself, but there were some things I simply couldn't carry myself. I needed someone else to help me carry, whether it's a big piece of furniture or whatever. And Jesus is saying the same thing. I don't want you to carry everything by yourself, because there's some things that are so burdensome, so heavy, that you need someone to assist you. And Jesus says, "You take my yoke upon you, guess what? We'll do this together. I will help you carry the burdens." When we are yoked with Christ, our burden is light. Not because problems go away. Not because God won't ever ask anything of us. Jesus doesn't say that there will be no burden. Our burden is light. Because when we encounter situations in which the burden is too much for us to bear, Jesus is right there with us. And He's shouldering the load with us. "Take my yoke upon you," He commands. The weight we bear is something that we can handle. Something that we can imagine. Some of you today are living under the weight of burdens you can't handle. And maybe it's the self-imposed burdens of this world that we live in that says, you know what, you gotta earn your keep. You gotta earn your salvation. You gotta make your way in this world. You gotta be number one. You gotta take care of yourself. And Jesus says, "Come to me. Take my yoke upon you. And we'll do this together. We'll do this together. Your Father promises to help you carry the weight, to ease your burden so that you can rest. But first you have to surrender and take the yoke upon yourself. How many of you have ever had the experience of having to run through an airport to catch a connecting flight? Isn't that a fun experience, right? And if you've got baggage with you, it's even more burdensome. And you're running, you're carrying bags, and you're hoping you can catch your connecting flight. And you get there, and you just make it. Isn't that a tremendous sense of relief when you can hand off all the baggage and say, "Here you go," and get on the plane and make your connecting flight? That's what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about that feeling of relief when you know that you've made it. You've persevered through a trying time, and Jesus has shown the way. He's shouldered the burden with you. You know, friends, there's a third point that we often overlook in this passage, and it's in verse 28. Jesus says, "Take my yoke," but also He says, we're to learn from Him. Learn from Him. This will happen naturally if the heart of the word that defines who a person is that person inside. The heart is where who we truly are. And Jesus says, "You come to me, and you take my yoke upon you, and you will find I am gentle and humble in heart." Jesus Christ is humble and gentle. One day a man went by to see a farmer who was plowing a field with a team of oxen. And the man noticed that one of the animals was seemingly a little bigger than the other. And so he asked him about it, and the response from the farmer was quite interesting. He said that the big animal was an older animal that was well-trained, and the smaller one was a young animal that was new to the yoke. The man went on to inquire as to why he put them together, and this is the answer that he got. "Well, you see," the farmer said, "it's like this. That older ox is the best ox that I've ever had. He knows his way around the field. And the reason I put the younger one with him is so the older, more knowledgeable ox would teach him how to plow. If I never put them together, the younger one would never learn. By himself, the younger ox would pull himself to death. But together he learns to cooperate with and rest in the strength of the older ox." See, friends, when we stop pulling by ourselves, we stop pulling by ourselves and take the yoke of Christ upon us and learn from him, recognize that he is gentle and humble in heart, you know what? We'd be able to do the things that we need to do and not be burdened and overwhelmed, but actually find rest. And that leads to our final point today, the promise of Jesus. If we come to him, we take his yoke upon us, we learn from him, Jesus promises us rest. And Jesus said it rather profoundly, "I will give you rest." Christ says, when you come to me, regardless of your situation, you will find rest. Billy Graham made this statement that summarizes well our message today. He said, "There's no rest in any other direction. He alone is the source of life and joy and soul rest. In the most restless age of history, Christ can give you rest. This rest that Jesus gives will endure the ravages of time and will abide through all eternity." I don't know about you, friends, but I need to lean more into this promise that Jesus gives here of giving us rest. Because I don't know about you, too often I'm trying to do things on my own strength. I'm trying to carry the burdens and the concerns of family and a church and the world on my own shoulders. And I need to lean in and say, "Jesus, I'm taking your yoke upon me. We're going to do this together because I need." Do you have that rest today? Are you carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Jesus promises rest if we will come. If we will come and take his yoke and learn from him. So are you willing to do that today? If you're feeling weary and burdened and heavy laden, as the scriptures say, the answer is simple. It's come to Jesus. Take his yoke, learn from him, and you indeed will find rest. To the praise of his glory, amen, so be it. Amen. Let's pray. Father, this is a wonderful promise that Jesus gives us because we confess that we are often overwhelmed by life. That too often we carry much of the burdens of this life on our own shoulders. And the promise of Jesus is, "Come to me. Come to me if you're weary and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. And I will give you rest." Father, may we lean into that this morning. May we stop shouldering the burdens of this world and take your yoke upon us. So that we can have your strength working in our lives. That we can have you alongside us, shouldering the burdens. And that we indeed can truly have rest. Rest that is only found in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray.